Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 25, 1804, day 165 of the expedition. Camped 2 miles south of present-day Washburn, North Dakota. The weekend turned out to have been very social, the expedition playing host to a number of people. In an abandoned five-lodge Mandan camp, the captains found 2 Frenchmen who claimed to have been robbed by the Indians. These 2 came aboard the keelboat, joining an Arikara chief who was already there. Later, one of the grand chiefs of the Mandan, who was hunting in the area, appeared on an island where they paused, and he greeted the Arikara chief. The 2 men left to smoke the pipe, accompanied by Captain Lewis and an interpreter. At the day's end, the expedition landed below an old Mandan Arikara village to make camp. Captain Clark describes the scene.
A cold morning. Several parties of the Mandans rode to the river on the starboard side to view us. Indeed, they are continually in sight, satisfying their curiosities as to our appearance. We are told that the Sioux have lately fallen in with and stolen the horses of the Big Belly. On their way home, they fell in with the Assiniboines, who killed them and took the horses. Several Indians come to see us this evening, amongst others the son of the last great chief of the Mandans. This man has his 2 little fingers off. On inquiring the cause, was told it was customary for this nation to show their grief by some testimony of pain, and that it was not uncommon for them to take off 2 smaller fingers of the hand, and sometimes more, with their marks of savage affection. The wind blew very hard from the southwest, very cold. Our Fields, with the rheumatism in his neck, P. Crozat, with the same complaint in his legs, the party otherwise well. As to myself, I feel but slight symptoms of that disorder at this time. Captain William Clark, October 25, 1804.
The Big Belly mentioned was the name of a neighboring tribe, which today is called the Gros Ventres. Beside the Mandan custom of finger removal to show grief, some also pierce their bodies in several places. Tomorrow, a big welcome for the expedition at the Lower Mandan Village.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.